Wall Street eked out a mixed close a day ahead of the March inflation report. It's the Business News Headlines for Tuesday, the 9th day of April. Thanks for being here. In other news, some folks that have been laid off are finding a new career. We'll tell you what that is. Hey, there's a big gathering going on for the movie industry. We'll share what they're talking about. Get ready. Another USPS rate hike is in your future. Tesla stock continues to slide. Will the company recover? Some doubt it. We've got the Wall Street Report. And where in the world are the states that are the home to houses that cost, on average, $1 million? We'll tell you. For the interview, we're talking about the real estate market and about an organization that works to offer young men and women the tools they need to be successful. We're talking about the U.S. Junior Chamber of Commerce, or the JCI, with Wade Burkhart. But first, the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you're along for the ride again today. Well, it was a day when we watched Wall Street sink and then come bouncing back to a weak close the day before the latest inflation numbers are set to arrive, which is tomorrow. Treasury yields eased in the bond market ahead of the highly anticipated update on inflation here in the United States at the consumer level. This week will also bring other inflation data, and several big U.S. companies, including J.P. Morgan Chase and Delta Airlines, will deliver their profit reports for the first 3 months of the year. Yeah, there's a bunch going on, and I'll have those numbers from today for you shortly. While the U.S. added 303,000 jobs in March, there are still people who are being laid off. Many of them are turning into content creators and making a living. First of all, you need to understand that social media is a hungry beast that constantly needs to be fed. It needs to be fed content, and a growing number of individuals are answering that call. Rather than trying to return to a traditional employment, people are carving a new path for themselves through online content creation, where they can make money from brand deals and advertising by producing social media videos ranging from educational to entertaining. The Associated Press is reporting that in an estimated $250 billion industry, 4% of global content creators pull in more than $100,000 each year. All of that according to Goldman Sachs research. YouTube, considered by creators to be one of the more lucrative platforms, has more than 3 million channels in its YouTube Partner Program, which is how creators earn money. A spokesperson said the platform paid out more than $70 billion in the past 3 years. And this is really nothing new. The pandemic also reshaped how employees consider work, with many preferring to have more control over their schedules and the ability to do their jobs from home. In February of this year, nearly 440,000 people applied to start their own businesses. That's up nearly 50% from a monthly pace of 300,000 just before the pandemic. Among them are these content creators, although they likely make up only a small portion. Chief among many is trying to find a way to balance their work and their life, and why not do something you enjoy rather than sitting in a corporate cubicle? Movie theater owners converged on Las Vegas for the 2024 CinemaCon, and they're still feeling the power of the movies Barbie and Oppenheimer, which raked in nearly $2.5 billion in combined ticket sales. While that's great, the theater owners realize it's going to take more than just two blockbusters a year to bring folks back to the movies. The AP is reporting that Michael O'Leary, the president and CEO of the National Association of Theater Owners, said that to have a truly successful film entertainment industry, a variety of movies must be created that appeal to moviegoers in general. And that, according to O'Leary, means more movies with smaller or mid-size budgets. At CinemaCon, Hollywood studios, exhibitors, and tech companies come together to preview what's next in moviegoing, from the films they hope will get audiences to the theaters to the latest and greatest in snacks, seating, and projection. And by the way, we hear the mood is very upbeat. It may soon become much more expensive to mail a first-class letter. The USPS has signaled plans for a rate increase that includes hiking the cost of a first-class stamp from 68 cents to 73 cents, part of an overall 7.8% increase to take effect this summer. The request was made to the Postal Regulatory Commission, which must approve the proposed increase that the Postal Service contends is necessary to achieve financial stability. If approved, the 5-cent increase for a forever stamp and similar increases for postcards, metered letters, and international mail would take effect on July 14. The AP is reporting that in its filing, the Postal Service said it's also seeking price adjustments on special services such as money order fees and certified mail. But there will be no price increase for post office box rentals, and postal insurance will be reduced by 10% when items are mailed. So said the Postal Service. Here's a tale of two numbers. The S&P 500 has advanced by 10% so far this year. However, Tesla stock has cratered by more than 25% during the same time period. ABC News is reporting that shrinking car sales, major setbacks in autonomous driving, and increased competition have cost the company more than $200 billion in lost market value in less than 4 months. Critics say demand for the company's cars has slowed as a result of its failure to release a new, more affordable model, as well as a chill in the overall EV market. As competitors roll out alternatives, Tesla faces a difficult path to regain its previous breakneck growth. Proponents, however, point to the company's record of industry-leading innovation, suggesting the breakthroughs that fueled its sprint ahead of the competition would reemerge as it readies for new EV models and perfects its autonomous driving software. Which, by the way, Tesla has just settled a legal case against the company for a 2018 fatal crash that took the life of an Apple engineer who died when using autopilot. The details of the settlement were not disclosed. Speaking of stocks and money, Wall Street ended the day mixed as investors fret over what tomorrow's inflation report might say. The Dow was off by just 9 points, but it could have been much worse. The 30 industrials closed at 38,883. The NASDAQ was also up and down on the day, but at the close picked up 52 points to close that session at 16,306, and the S&P 500 added 7 points to end the session at 5209. West Texas Intermediate crude at news time was down by $1.09 to $85.34 a barrel, and the yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 4.362% also at news time. And finally, there is this, and this is about the rise of million-dollar cities. The number of U.S. cities in which a typical home costs $1 million or more has grown to 550, up from 491 a year ago, that according to a new Zillow analysis. The reason for the rising number of million-dollar cities is what's being played out across the country. Homeowners with low interest rates feel locked into their mortgages and reluctant to sell, keeping supply low and prices high. The dynamic is heightened in desirable areas where wealthy buyers can compete on prices, like explaining why median home values are up 4.2% nationwide, while rising 4.6% in million-dollar enclaves. So, where are those million-dollar cities? You can find them in New York, New Jersey, Florida, Massachusetts, and Colorado. They rank second through sixth on the list of states with the most million-dollar cities. But the top state is California, and that has more than all of them combined with 210. Million-dollar cities no more? Three Florida cities, Siesta Key, Santa Rosa Beach, and Sanibel, fell off the list, as did two in Texas, Sunset Valley and Volente. All right, stay with us and click ahead for a conversation about the real estate market, as well as a deep dive into the JCI Senate. Think Junior Chamber of Commerce and an upcoming event. My guest is a realtor and JCI Senator, Wade Burkhart. Thanks for listening.